Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do we have to keep God's commandments to have God's approval? If we are saved by grace alone, the answer is no. But no one could ever get that impression by reading either the Old Testament or the New. Did you know that God sent His people into Babylonian exile because they failed to keep His commandments? Please listen to Daniel, one of the great prophets of the exile. "And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them who love Him, and to them who keep His commandments, we have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from Thy precepts and from Thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto Thy servants the prophets, who spoke in Thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land." Daniel 9:4-6. If you have ever been deceived into believing the freedom of the new covenant does not require us to keep God's commandments, please listen to these words from John's first epistle. "And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He who says, I know Him, and keeps not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." 1 John 2:3-4. In his outstanding set of books, Word Pictures in the New Testament, Dr. A.T. Robertson translates verse 4 as follows: "The one who keeps on saying, I have come to know Him, and keeps on not keeping His commandments, is a liar." Volume 6, page 210. How can anyone misunderstand these powerful words? Apparently, many of the Gnostics in John's day were mouthing sentiments about loving God, but did not commit themselves to keeping God's commandments. In the Gospel according to John, and in John's epistles, the Apostle John continually emphasizes the absolute necessity of keeping God's commandments. "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." John 14:21. "And he who keeps his commandments dwells in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us." 1 John 3:24. If it were possible for us to keep all God's commandments perfectly, and every reasonable person knows it is not, we could not earn salvation. It would still be a gift of God. Luke quotes Jesus as affirming, "So likewise, when you have done all these things that are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do." Luke 17:10. We are saved by grace, but not by grace alone. If we could be saved by grace alone, it would not be necessary to keep God's commandments. We might want to keep His commandments because of our love for Him and our gratitude for His gracious arrangements for our salvation, but we would not have to keep His commandments to be saved. Knowing God, as John uses that expression in our text, means more than knowing of God's existence. It means we have fellowship with Him through Jesus Christ our Lord. If we claim to have that wonderful fellowship and fail to keep His commandments, we are liars, and the truth is not in us. Would it not have been more appropriate for John to use less offensive language? Did he have to call some people liars? What other term could John have used and been consistent in his teaching? If we claim to know God and to love Him, but refuse to do what He commands us to do, how could John have better expressed the mind of God than to say that we are liars? We often refer to John as the apostle of love, and for good reasons. But he does not hesitate to call men liars when they pretend to love God and do not keep His commandments. We thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.